Today is February 20th, 2020. It's approximately 9 a.m. And our first case today will be number 1200113, Dylan Blumberg. Will anybody related to this case please come forward to the table? My name is Nancy Hockman. I'm a hearings officer with the city, and we are in room 3000 in the city building located at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for you and other members of the public to listen to, unless you have a strong objection, in which case we will not post it. Did you have a chance to read your statement of rights, Mr. Blumberg?
I did, yes.
Okay, and do you have any questions about your rights?
No, I don't. Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
I'm a neutral decision maker. I work for the auditor's office. I don't work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. And our role is to review the decision of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which is the documents that are admitted today, as well as any testimony I hear, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the case require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not here. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. We do just request that you not interrupt somebody when they're talking, and you will have an adequate opportunity to tell your side of the story. And the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. At this point, I will swear the parties in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Mr. Blumberg, if you agree, please say so, and then state and spell your full name.
I agree. Dylan Blumberg, D-Y-L-A-N. B-L-U-M-B-E-R-G.
Thank you. And you, sir?
I agree. Joshua Jarmer, J-O-S-H-U-A-J-R-M-E-R.
And what is your position with the city?
I'm a parking enforcement officer.
Thank you. At this point, we'll go to the city's testimony.
Okay.
Oh, I apologize. Because I don't have the paper in front of me, I didn't go through the exhibits. So I'm going to go through them. I'm not going to bring them up on the screen. If you have any questions about them or think you didn't get that particular one, let me know. And you can also follow along on the iPad in front of you. We have a document with pictures submitted by Mr. Blumberg of signs that were taken before 3 p.m. on January 24th, 2020. We have the tow hearing request form from Mr. Blumberg, and I don't think you put your address on there, so can I get your mailing address so we can send you the order?
Yes, 2349
mm-hmm.
Northwest Flanders Ave, Portland, Oregon, 97210.
And no unit number?
No.
We have an auto return report, which is just used to see whether we have jurisdiction. We have the notice of hearing, we have the statement of rights and procedures that we discussed, and we have the Bureau's response documents. Does anybody have any objection to any of them coming into the record? Which doesn't mean you agree with what they say, it just means you think they pertain to the case. If you disagree with what they say, you can still let them in and then tell me during your testimony why you disagree with what they say. Is it Jarmer?
Yes.
Mr. Jarmer, any objection to any of the documents coming into the record?
No.
And Mr. Blumberg, any objection?
No. Okay. I did prepare additional documents. I don't know at what time I would give those out
okay.
to people.
Could you hand those to the clerk now? Actually, hand them to the guard who will hand them to the clerk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it looks like you brought two copies?
Yeah, I brought two copies and I have one for myself.
Perfect. So we don't have to stop to make copies. So
thank you.
And Mr. Germer, do you have any objection to this, we'll call it additional submission, being entered into the record?
Well, I would have to look it over here real quick.
You speak softly like I do, so I'm going to ask you to speak into the microphone.
Right. I would need to look it over real quick just to see what the documents say and what's going on here. I have no problem with this being admissible.
Thank you. So the additional exhibit, which is a narrative and looks like 10 photographs are admitted. Okay, please go ahead.
Okay. All right, so first off, I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to come here. It's greatly appreciated. So hello, my name is Dylan Blumberg, and I work for OHSU as a research assistant on a breast cancer project. I work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. OHSU has limited parking, therefore I take public transit in order to get to work. I purchase an annual permit for Zone M because I need to leave my car at my house when I go to work. And the parking on my street is pay to park Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., unless you have a Zone M parking permit, which can be seen in images 1 and 2 on my vehicle. On Wednesday nights, I volunteer at St. Vincent's Medical Hospital in the emergency department from 5 to 9 p.m. On Wednesday night, January 22nd, I returned home from volunteering around 9:15 p.m. and parked my car outside 2330 Northwest Flanders Ave, facing Northwest 23rd on the street, close to where I live at 2349 Northwest Flanders Ave. I left for work the following morning, and upon my return around 6 p.m., I realized that my car was not in the spot where I'd parked it the previous night. I proceeded to call the non-emergency police line to either see if my car had been towed or to file a missing car report. When I learned that my car had been towed on police authorization, I went outside to the area that I had parked to see if there were any signs that denoted something different than the signs that are there every day. I took a video of the signs on January 22nd around 6:30 p.m. in the area that I had parked and didn't see any different signage from the signs that were there every day, which can be seen in images 3-5. I understand that these images are dark, but you can clearly make out that there is no parking sign modification on top of the existing signs as compared to the other photos. The next day, I left work early to retrieve my car from the towing company around 1:30 p.m. When I arrived at the towing company, I had to pay a total of $377 to get my car released, and I learned that I also had an $85 parking ticket on top of it. Upon looking at the parking ticket, the signed details of the parking ticket stated 8 a.m. through 3 p.m., Thursday through Friday, 1:23 to 1:24, 2020, and that I was in violation of a reserve zone, which can be seen in image 9 of the parking ticket.
And again, can you read those dates and times were?
Yeah, so the signed details said 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 1:23, 1:24, 2020.
Thank you.
That can be seen in image 9 of the parking ticket. When I parked my car on 1:22 around 9:15 p.m. after coming back from volunteering at the hospital, I didn't see any signs that had said that, and there were also no signs that said that when I went to look out after realizing that my car had been towed around 6 p.m. on 1:23, 2:20. After retrieving my car from the tow company on 1:24, 2:20, I returned home around 2:15 p.m. As it was 1:24, 2:20, and before 3 p.m., I went outside to the area that my car was towed to see if there was signage.
I'm going to ask you to go back a few sentences and read slower, because I know you're reading, but I am listening,
yeah.
And the park enforcement officer wants to hear it also so he can respond.
Yeah, sorry.
So if you could start after you didn't see any signs on 1:23, 2:20, or after the tow.
Yes. So I didn't see any signs that said that had said that there were the no parking between 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and I also did not see any signs when I went out to take the video after realizing that my car had been towed on 1:23, 2:20, around 6 p.m. After retrieving my car from the tow company on 1:24, 2:20, I returned home around 2:15 p.m. As it was 1:24, 2:20, and before 3 p.m., I went outside to the area that my car was towed to see if there was signage, because according to the parking ticket that I received, the area is still a reserve zone, and therefore there should still be signage denoting the area as such. When I went outside, there were signs up. However, the sign stated no parking during reserved hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, 1/27/2020 through 1/31/2020, which can be seen in images 6 through 8 and image 10. As it was 1/24/2020 and before 3 p.m., there still should have been signs up for the reserve zone in which I was allegedly in violation of and had been towed for. These new signs have been put up with ample time to notify the people that live on the street of the change in parking parameters, and the signage was clearly visible. In previous occasions where they have changed the parking parameters, they have put up temporary signs along the street that lock into little metal holders in the sidewalk and are clearly visible, which can be seen in image 6. There were no such signs when I took the video after realizing that my car was towed on 1/23/2020 around 6 p.m., and these signs were up for reserve zone of the week 1/27/2020 through 1/31/2020. I believe that my tow is invalid due to a lack of visible and adequate notice of a reserved space and an inconsistency of signs denoting which areas are reserved for specific time periods. As a research assistant with a low salary and copious amounts of student loans, as well as someone who spends their free time volunteering at a hospital, a $377 tow and an $85 parking ticket is an extreme financial burden to me. The cumulative cost is almost equivalent to my monthly rent and has forced me into using money that I have saved for my medical school applications coming up this June. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Germer, do you have questions for Mr. Blumberg?
Just a couple questions. So just in this testimony, you noted that the signs that were 1/27/20 through 1/31/20 were visible?
They were visible, yes.
With ample time?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd just like to note that he said they were visible. And that's the only question I have.
And you concluded with two reasons why you didn't think the tow was valid. One was no visible and adequate notice, and I believe I got that testimony. And then you said lack of signs showing the particular spaces. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, so if you look at image 6, there's a temporary sign that was put up. And
let me just get to image 6.
Sorry.
Okay, and this was taken on 1/24 after the tow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when there have been previous times where they have reserved parking spaces on my street for various reasons, and every time they come and put these little temporary signs up. And when I parked the night of Wednesday 1/22 after volunteering, I did not see any of the source of these signs. And so what I'm trying to elaborate on is that for the when they reserved these spots for the previous week, after the week that I was towed, they put these signs up, and they put them up a couple of days before so that everyone that lives on the street that is used to parking there with a permit parking had ample time to realize that this is now a reserved zone and that you cannot park here at these times. When I parked my car on Wednesday night, I did not see any of these signs. And another reason why these signs are sufficient in giving the public reason or the change in parking parameters is that the other signs that they had put up, they simply put over the existing signs. And as a person who lives there every day, why are you going to look at a sign if it says, you know, it says the same thing every day? You're going to stop looking at that sign. So whenever they put these signs up, these temporary signs in the sidewalk that have the little metal holder, then I know, okay, there's no parking during these reserved times and these specifications. And at the time that I parked on Wednesday night, I did not see any of these temporary signs up.
Thank you. Any more questions, Mr. Germer?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. So now we'll go to your testimony. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so, and then state your name.
I do, and it's Joshua Germer.
And I got the spelling before.
Okay,
thank you.
Perfect.
Okay. Please tell me why you believe the tow is valid.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Joshua Jarmer. I'm so employed with the City of Portland. On the date of January 23rd, approximately at 9:30 a.m., I was dispatched SR-1494 for reserve zone. At about 9:50, I arrived on the location, noticed that the signs were visibly visible. And when we get dispatched an SR for a reserve zone, we also get paperwork, or at least we get dispatched the time that it was installed in this area. And on this particular reserve zone, the delineators were installed on January 21st, 2020 at 1 p.m. So.
And that was for which dates?
Those dates would be the 123 through the 24th, 2020. And I do have paperwork here showing that they were installed by a parking enforcement officer on those dates. And so I showed up to the vehicle, took four pictures of it being in violation with those signs that were completely visible, and ordered the tow because the city was working on some tree removal service right there on a heritage tree. So they needed that space to kind of cut up a big oak tree that had been there forever. And unfortunately, Mr. Bloomberg's car was in violation sitting in the reserve zone. And so I ordered the tow at approximately 9:56 a.m. Be it, Your Honor.
Thank you. Do you have questions for the enforcement officer?
Not necessarily a question. Is there something that I could?
I'm going to ask. You'll have a chance to add.
Okay.
But I'd like to ask some questions if you don't have any.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'd like to ask you about the installation. I'm just going to pull this over so you can see what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Is that showing? And if not, I need to just turn on this monitor. Here we go. So this says that the delineators were installed on 12120, and it repeats that it was installed on 12120. Were they verified after they were installed?
Well, so since we have a parking enforcement officer who installs reserve zones in the metered district, we don't have to verify it because the officer is actually the one that's installing it. So at the time of installation, it's being verified.
So when it's verified, a parking officer is verifying work that a non-parking officer installed? Is that how it works?
No. So what happens is we have a delineator group that is a parking enforcement officer that goes around and installs all the reserve zones. Mm-hmm. If it was outside of the meter district and we were putting up a barricade, then the citizen or the private entity would install that barricade and then an officer would come to verify it. But since it is an officer that is installing it in the meter district, at that time we know that that officer is putting up those signs correctly and covering all appropriate signs that need to be covered. And so at that time, that officer is verifying that it is indeed installed correctly.
So they're not verified after installation if it's both a parking officer installing it and in the meter district?
Affirmative.
Okay. And what time do the meters run until?
7 p.m.
On the citation, there was a notation to COP. Do you know what that is?
City of Portland.
Oh.
Because it was work for the City of Portland.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Reserved for.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to turn to the permit, and I'm wondering if you can run through what these handwritten notes mean?
So basically right there, it's saying that there is from the address 2330 facing west, they're reserving 6 spaces, and then it denotes each space, and then those are all license plates of those vehicles that are in those spaces.
So this writing is, at the time it was installed and verified, that's what was there?
Yep.
Okay.
And then that would be the officer number 125.
So it was installed at 10 p.m.?
1 p.m.
Oh, 1 p.m., thank you.
Yeah.
I see the dates of the sign. I cannot read the time. What is the time above the 2320?
I have an actual photo that we blew up. It looks like it says 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Thank you. Any more questions that might have been prompted by my questions? And if not, we'll go to your additional testimony.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't have any.
And you wanted
questions.
To add something.
Yeah, so the area that he's talking about, as he said, there's a big tree there, and I'm assuming that's what they're doing work on. But as there is a big tree there, there are no lights. There are no, like, street lights over there by the tree because of that tree. And the area that I parked in was not illuminated by any streetlights. And when I parked there at 9:15 p.m., I was not able to see any signs out of the ordinary. If these big red signs were completely visible with streetlights, then I would have seen, you know, something red that looks out of the ordinary and would have looked at that sign. But I didn't see any signs when I parked there at night at 9:15 p.m. on Wednesday. That's all.
Thank you. And anything else to add?
Yes, so I'm just curious, you said that the second signs you saw were completely visible.
And that was during the daytime, yes.
Okay, so did you go back out at night and look to see if they were visible at that time?
I did, yes.
And were they?
They were visible, but that's because I knew where they are, like, the signs were up, so I could see them at that point.
So, but your previous testimony is stating that they were visible, and now you're stating that these signs were not visible at the time that you parked.
Yes, but there's a distinction of daytime versus nighttime.
Can I also clarify, it sounded like the signs that were up when you were towed were over the permanent signs, whereas the signs that were posted the next day for the next period were separate delineators,
so,
is that right?
So if you go back to my document, look at image 6.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you look at image 6, so this sign that was up right here, that's right, and so I have kind of a back unit where I have a little pathway that goes back to my house, and when I walk out from that pathway onto the main street in Flanders, this sign is right there when I walk out. And so I leave my house every morning to take public transit to work. If that sign was there in the in the times in which I had violated that reserve zone, there's no chance that I would have not seen the sign, because I literally would have walked into it if I didn't see it.
And officer, looking at the picture on there now, the vehicle that was towed is the one under the sign, is that correct?
Affirmative.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to take a short break and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I just had to make sure I didn't have any more questions. There was a slight discrepancy. Originally, I think you said it was towed on 122. And in your new testimony, you said towed on 123, and I believe that's when it was towed.
Affirmative. And then I also had one more question, too, for this gentleman.
Go ahead.
I was just kind of curious in...
Microphone.
In your photos that you sent in, there's one of the no parking with the sign. I believe it's picture number, it looks like 2, I believe.
Since it's in a Word document, it's just taking a minute to come up.
Oh, yeah, no worries. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, which picture did you want?
Keep scrolling down, please. Mm-hmm. This one right here. I'm kind of curious why you took a picture of the north side of the street as evidence.
I was just simply going around taking pictures of all the signs.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay, any more questions or additions from either party?
I know, Your Honor.
Okay.
I know, Your Honor.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you coming in to give me a better picture of what happened, and I'm going to be taking this under advisement, which means not deciding now, and I'll be sending a written decision within about a week to 10 days. Thank you both, and we'll go off the record.
Thank you.